The Amazing Adventures of Louis de Rougemont, as told by himself.
Shipwrecked and Entertainment is the next production at the Loft Theater, presented by the Human Race Theater Company. It's February 22nd through March 10th. I'm Larry Carassel with Arts Focus, and with two of the actors from this production, Bruce Cromer and Shonita Joshi. When I first heard of this show and read the description of it, the first thing I thought of was The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Yes.
Is this kind of like that, or am I way off base?
No, I was fortunate enough to do a production this summer, and that came up a lot in terms of it just doesn't have Terry Gilliam's. It has Terry Gilliam's imagination, but without any of the props or the sets or special effects. It's just we three actors on stage. The thing is, weaving a story, telling a fantastic tale, and in this case, with the theater audience being right there, addressing the audience and pulling them into it.
And Gilliam famously went way over budget on that film, so...
That's why this is such a popular theater production, because it's a small cast, it's a bare stage. Donald Margulies, the playwright, was so enraptured by our town, by the first, you know, stage direction, a bare stage. He wanted to do sort of a love letter to theater with that in mind.
Tell me about your character. Who is he and what does he think he is?
Louis de Rougemont. I'm going to read just this quick review that I thought cogently talked about the character. He says, this is very much a play about the nature of truth and reality, the relationship not only with one another, but also with the creative, imaginative impulses of a wounded, trusting, naive soul that learns, almost by instinct, what tools it needs to survive. Chief among those is storytelling. De Rougemont is a man-child. He's had a very rough beginning that he's sort of reconstructed, so it makes him an adventurer, and he goes forth. His mother read him all these wonderful, amazing stories. Robinson Crusoe, the Odyssey, and the Iliad. Wondrous journeys, each and every one of them. And he has found a life for himself that when he shows back up in Victorian England, he gets published in a magazine and becomes a worldwide sensation. Now, Margulies based this on a real-life character, but I always tell people, don't bother to even do research on that, because this Louis is a wonderfully guileless, naive, he's not a trickster, he's not a con man. He's just this person that has to believe the story that he tells.
Shonita, tell me about your characters that you play throughout this show.
Which character would you like to know about? The very first time I appear as player one. So we are actually setting this up. We're introducing because it's kind of a play within a play. So even though we are telling this story, fantastical story, Louis is going around telling the world of this story in a theatrical form. So it's a bit meta in the sense that it's a play within the play. So I introduce myself as player one. And then when we jump into the story, I'm his mother reading all these fantastical books to Louis.
And you're all kind of then like the stage manager in Thornton Wilder's classic, where you tell the story and do it at the same time.
Yes.
So much so that sometimes he catches us by surprise because that's not how we rehearse the story.
Louis plays the autocratic director at times and saying that, you know, basically, even as he's narrating, well, this is how you should move. This is how you speak this line. Tristan Cupp has designed this beautiful set. It's like a huge map of amorphous continent. But there's this wonderful single door in the back with Aboriginal, at least inspired, artwork on it that reminds Shonita and I, at least, of the night sky, swirls, a Van Gogh painting, something like that. But on this is this conglomeration of platforms, detritus from the theater.
Barrels, plants. So we're three people. Actually, we were two people and Louis, because we're the two people playing everything else in the show. And at one point in the show, he lands on this island somewhere in Australia, and he meets with an entire Aborigine tribe. Now, we're trying to play like 20, 30, 50 people as two. So what we start doing is we're holding potted plants and pretending they are the other people with us, because that's what we have. This is our tribe.
It has that inventive thing of what can we get to represent something else. And sometimes it's outlandish. And a trunk, for example, becomes any number of things. A hill overlooking the bay.
A turtle.
A boat.
All kinds of things. It's like being in the basement in the house and your children who have very little props, but then you use everything, your parents' TV remote as your microphone and all of that, and then making this world up.
Bruce Cromer and Shonita Joshi, two of the actors in the current Human Race Theater Company production, Shipwrecked, and Entertainment, The Amazing Adventures of Louis de Rougemont, as told by himself, which runs at the Loft Theater February 22nd through March 10th. Get more information at humanracetheater.org, and we'll hear more about this production on an upcoming edition of Arts Focus, a production of Dayton's Discover Classical. I'm Larry Carrasel.